My mother, after the eighth grade, went to work in the restaurants, and she worked at the Golden Fan about a year. It ran for like a year or so, and then it became the Rocky Mountain because the Rocky Mountain burned down, and Teddy Parrish moved over to the old, moved into there, and she worked there in the restaurants. And she had taken, I'll go back on my mother's background. What happened with her was her father was a miner, and he ended up dying of black lung back in 1922. What happened is he had come over from Italy, and he went and he was working in, I traced him in Kansas for a short time in a mine down, coal mines down in Kansas, came up to Butte, and he worked in the mines here in Butte. So backing up to my grandmother's Guida's situation was, she lost her husband in 1922, so she's got three children, a 12-year-old daughter, Mary, 8-year-old boy, Joe, and my mother, Katie, which was four. And so she was basically taking care of him as he had the black lung, so she couldn't even work at that time. So they were destitute. So the people of Meaderville actually took a collection to bury my grandfather. Mm. So they paid to bury it. And then Mrs. Benito, she had the candy shop in Meaderville. She sold my grandmother a house for a dollar. And that was always the family home. And so my grandmother ended up scrubbing floors, taking care of laundry and doing that kind of job of raising the kids. So, and it turned out to be, you know, during the 20s, it wasn't too bad, but when you got into the 30s, it was pretty tough scraping. But she raised the three kids on that, and they all knew how to work. Mm-hmm. There's no choice about that. They all had to work.